And so, with the cup held high, me the leave Croke Park, All-Ireland football champions for 1949.
Oh, beautiful me, you got all that I need.
Dempsey hits Darren Fay. Anthony Finnerty comes in and gives him a touch of the elbow. Colm Coyle hitting Finnerty. This is Colm's first punt. Finnerty, delayed reaction, looks around, sees Martin O'Connell coming in and thinks that the best action is to go down.
What a set of matches we've had. Four terrific and memorable games. Final score, Meath 2-10, Dublin 15.
So Joe McDonagh, GAA president, presents Sam Maguire to Graham Geraghty and Meath are the football champions.
Hello, listeners. You're very welcome to another edition of the We Are Me podcast with me, Mickey Brennan. And unfortunately, this week, or maybe fortunately for the listener, we have no Davy Whispin. He is, of course, away on some warm weather training, and he'll be back with us next week. So I wasn't able to get someone to sit in with me this week, so I'm going to have to go and do it all on my own. So I'm going to be going solo on this week's We Are Me podcast, but there's a few things that really needed to be brought to the attention of the listeners, and we really wanted to get it out. So that's why I am running solo this week. On this week's episode, a lot to get through. We have some fixtures. The Meath LGFA have announced their proposal of a new manager for the upcoming season. And we have an interview with Stephen Shepherd that we really want our listeners to hear as well. And we interviewed Stephen after Wolf Tone's victory over Ballinabrachy in the third round of the Viriseal Senior Championship. And it was after an extremely tough week for Stephen Shepherd, and not only Stephen Shepherd, but the whole of the Wolf Tones community and Gibbstown and afar. And we wanted to play that interview for you. We're going to run through the hurling results. We have the Kiko Sports Team of the Week from round 3 and 4 of the Club Championship. And we have an interview as well with Dan O'Neill from Wolf Tones after he picked up his Blackwater Inn Player of the Week. Unfortunately, the top scorer of the week was not available. He as well is away doing some warm weather training, but Inamooney's award was picked up in the Blackwater Inn in Kells as well. But we will have the interview with Dan O'Neill. We'll have no Instagram or lottoes this week because most of the people send them through to Davey. I'm not really an Instagram man, and most of the lottoes are sent through to Davey. So instead of me just reading out the three that I usually get, I think it's only right that we decide to not give anybody preferential treatment this week on the lottoes. But anyway, to kick us off, we're going to go straight into the fixtures coming up in the Meath Club Football Championships. And we're going to start with the Senior Championship quarterfinals. And there is an asterisk beside these because the first quarterfinal be played in the Viriseal Senior Championship is down for Friday night between St Columbkills and Dunamore Ashburn. And of course, Nafina have sent in an objection to Leinster Council that we believe has been upheld by Leinster Council. So it has gone back to the Meath County Board and of course goes back to Dunamore Ashburn. So we're waiting to see the outcome of that one, but we do believe that that game won't go ahead. Simonstown will be taking on Wolf Tone, Summerhill will be taking on Trim, and Dunshaughlin will be taking on Rathote this coming weekend in the Viriseal Senior Championship. In the relegation playoffs, the first one as well down for decision is also going to have to be halted until we find out what's happening. It's between Nafina and Centralstown. And Nafina have the objection in, so you never know. They might be through to a quarter final. We don't know as of yet. Mainalvi will be taking on Curragha, and Ballinabrachy will be taking on Screen. Dunboyne will be taking on Kells in the final of four relegation playoffs in the Meath Senior Championship. In the intermediate quarterfinals this weekend, it's Dunleek Bellieston against Meath Hill. It's St. Pat's against Castletown, Navan O'Matney's against Bolivar, and Waterstown against Rathkenny. In the relegation from the intermediate Championship. It is St Michael's against Dundee. It's Knobber against Blackall Gaels, Bective against Oldcastle, and Drumbarra against Longwood. And I'll just send you over to our Loyal Royals podcast because we have previews of all those games and times and dates, etc., over on our Loyal Royals podcast. Davey was around to do those with me. We recorded them before the news came out about Nafina's objection. So we've previewed that game. And of course, the Nafina Senchison game and the relegation and the players that will be available to them. So there's a little asterisk beside that one. So do stay tuned to all our social medias. And we will, when we get that picture or when we get the result of that objection, we will let you know. So we're going to move on now to the junior championship fixtures for the coming weekend. Of course, they're not a quarter final or knockout stage just yet. Some teams do know their fate. For instance, in the Junior A, we know that Kilmainham are going to be in the relegation already, and St. Olton's will be in the relegation, but all of the rest of the teams are still in the Junior Championship. And we're going to just have a look at the Ballyreese Bar Restaurant and Guest Accommodation Junior Football Championship Group A fixtures for the coming week. It is, of course, St. Bridget's Tabletoppers against Ballinlough and Moyla against Kilmainham. Both of them games at 6 o'clock on Saturday. And then moving on to Group B and the fixtures for this one. Again, Sidon Kilbride and Dunsany and Clonmacnoise all hoping to progress in different positions. Obviously, Clonmacnoise are at the top of the table at the moment, but if Dunsany get a win, they will leapfrog Clonmacnoise and go into the semi-final spot, and Clonmacnoise will go into a quarter-final spot. But the fixtures that are coming up this weekend, and again, all of them crucial. 5 o'clock on Saturday, it's Kilbride against Dunsany. That game has been played in Curragha, and St. Dalton's against Sidon in the Junior A Championship. So we'll move on then to the Junior B fixtures. And of course, in Group A, we have a number of teams fighting it out to stay in contention. Eastern Gaels play St. Mary's. St. Mary's have an outside chance. Kilmainham Wood play Clonard. Clonard also have an outside chance of getting through. And Cortown and Drumcondra will play in the final game as well. So Cortown know they're through to a quarter final, but they don't know if they're through in second place or in third place with that perceived easier quarter final. So Davey Rispin, let's hope he is home for that one for Cortown. In Group B of the Coolright Junior B Football Championship, it's Mainalty against Boards Mill, and it's St. Paul's against Carnaross. And again, all these games meaning something. Carnaross need to get a victory and hope that Mainalty get beaten by Boards Mill. Boards Mill need a win as well to guarantee themselves a place in the knockout stages. And Boards Mill are true. Mainalty are the ones that need to guarantee some sort of a result to go through to the knockout stages. So all to be played for this weekend in the club championship.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Auto mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne & Sons, your authorised auto mower dealer on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne & Sons. If you need any more information on the auto mower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
So moving on then to some news from the Meath LGFA. They've announced their proposal On social media pages for the next Meath County manager. And the Meath LGFA wish to announce that Shane McCormack will be proposed by the County Selection Committee at the new senior football manager as the new senior football manager for the 2024 season. Shane, a former Kildare senior goalkeeper from Allenwood in Kildare, was a manager of Armagh Senior Ladies for the past year and guided them to Division 2 success and back up to Division 1 for the 2024 season. He also served as a selector and coach with Armagh in 2021 and 22 seasons when they lifted two Ulster Senior Championship titles. Shane's nomination and that of his backroom team will be put forward for ratification at the next county board meeting scheduled for Monday, the 11th of September. So, looks like that Meath ladies have a new manager. And of course, well done to Jenny Rispin, who stepped in as interim manager in June, replacing Davy Nelson after Davy had stepped down after his position as the Meath manager just for him became untenable. And Jenny, in fairness to her, stepped in as she always does to help the ladies, and we want to wish her the very best of luck. And of course, the new manager, if he is ratified at that meeting on Monday the 11th of September, we want to wish Shane the very best of luck as the new ladies manager. Okay, so that's that looked at. The next thing I want to do is we obviously we do our commentaries on all of the games, well, as many games as we can get to around the county. And Davy Rispin was in situ for the Wolf Tones and Ballinabrachy game. And after the game, he caught up with a couple of lads off the Wolf Tones team. And he caught up with Stephen Shepherd. Now, it had been a really, really difficult week for everybody involved with Wolf Tones, everybody at the Gibbstown Parish, with the sudden or with the untimely passing of Nisha McManus, Lee McLaughlin, and of course, Stephen Shepherd's cousin, the very, very sudden death of Richard Shepherd. And Stephen spoke to Davy after the game, and we wanted to play this interview because at the end of the interview, he has a message for all of our listeners and anybody out there that will listen to the interview. It might strike home with somebody, but I'll play the interview and I'll come back to it just after.
Stephen Shepherd, many congratulations. I was just talking to Paddy Mack he was kind of lamenting the fact that the Tones get wrote off time and time again. I know that's something that you've been saying to me for a long, long time. But you boys keep coming back and a quarterfinal place assured after what's been a really, really difficult week for the club. I'd imagine that's a nice little end to it.
Yeah, lookish. In the grand scheme of things this week, today's game is nearly in the background. But like as you say, we had a tough week on two families losing loved ones. But you have a group of lads there that put your arm around you and you go up and it's not a distraction, but you forget about it for an hour and you go out there and, as you say, maybe been rolled off again and again, but sure, we just love to hear that kind of stuff. We come out and we'll set it there in the dressing room. It's all about us and what we do, and all we can control is what we do, and we go out and pitch, and if it's good enough, sure, it's good enough. And thankfully we're in another quarter final, which is only where we wanted to be at the start of the year. So yeah,
it must be lovely for yourself and Connor to, I suppose, get away from all that went on during the week and go down training for Friday night and just row in with the lads and, you know, what was obviously a very difficult time for both yourselves and the McLaughlins, of course. But yeah, it's all kind of come together today.
Yeah, we went up Friday night, and the lads were a number of lads of Texas during the week, and look, we just went up and we said the boys were coming up and saying condolences and all that, and we said, look, we both know that you all mean well. We not that we don't want to hear it, but we know you mean well. We're up here to just get on and think about today and just, as you say, a distraction for an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is, and just get on with the thing.
First championship start of the year as well for you. You've had to be patient. I know you were probably a little bit later back than you're used to, but from talking to the Blackwater in last October, November, we didn't think we'd see you at all. But what changed, or I suppose, did Paddy approach you and ask you to come back, or, you know, could you just not stay away, or what was it?
No, which, look, it's very hard when that man comes along. I played with that man for 2 years, whatever it was, 14 or 15 years ago, and he just instills this hunger and belief that there's stuff there. And look, at the body hasn't really been responding the way I'd like it to this year, and thankfully for the past maybe a month or 6 weeks it's allowing me to do a bit. So yeah, look, at thankfully we played a training game last Sunday morning and it went well, and he told me that, look, at he says you'll be starting next Sunday, whatever you have. So yeah, no, it was good. And to be honest with you, knowing that I was starting today kind of was keeping me going during the week as well, if you know where I'm coming from. So yeah, hopefully now I keep it for the quarter final.
There are games that you love as well against Ballinabrachy, because they're such an honest team, aren't they? They're in many ways very similar to Wolf Tones. They put it all on the line, very physical, very determined side, and probably a game that you really enjoyed being involved in.
Yeah, look, they're an honest, hard working team. They have three or four or five quality footballers more than ourselves, but they work for one another and they're ferocious in the tackle. And you can see there in the second half when they got a bit of a purple patch and they were turning us over, and the roar, it's nearly better than the score for them, if you know what I'm saying. And but yeah, as I love them kind of games, getting in and lads hopping off you and you coming out with the ball, and that's the way football should be played, in my opinion. Like, there is room for fancy dance, if you want to call it that, but there's nothing better than turning a ball over and getting the roar of the crowd and you going up there. It's great games to play in. Yeah,
another quarter final to look forward to. You can't get Ratoth, I'm not sure if you're aware of it. No. But they were beaten, so they're finishing second in the group.
Right.
But saying it to Paddy there, I doubt you'll mind too much who you get in the draw tomorrow night. You're there, that's the main thing.
Exactly. And look, we it wouldn't have bothered us if we got Ratoth, if we got Simon, whoever we get. It's a draw, and look, from the last day against Summerhill, it was knockout football from the whole way in. So yeah, whoever we get, there's eight quality teams left in it now, so we'll stick the shoulder to the wheel for the next 2 weeks and see what happens to who we get tomorrow night.
Good year away from the pitch too. 1-4-8 against Barney a couple of months ago in the Celtic to put on the CV, Shep.
Yeah, I'm looking for my rematch, but again Mickey Brennan below in the black bar.
Yeah. I might get a chance.
Yeah, I was a bit sideways when I played him that night. So maybe might get an angle of Christmas Darts tournament or something going. So you have to have your hobbies outside of Everton as well. Before we finish, Dave, I know you have probably a lot of young lads and young girls listening to this, and maybe not so young, and we lost myself and Connor lost a young man tragically this week, way before his time, and just tragic circumstances. And just anyone that's out there that's listening to this, just don't be afraid to talk. It doesn't even have to be a family member. There's numbers out there. Sometimes it's easier to talk to a stranger. Just don't be afraid to pick up the phone. If you're not alone out there, and if anyone has these dark thoughts, just don't be afraid to pick up the phone.
Very well said, Shep. Yeah. Well done today, and all the best.
Thanks, Davey. Cheers.
Yeah, so that was Stephen Shepherd after that victory over Ballinabrachy, and a very, very difficult week for Stephen, his whole family, and everybody related to his cousin, Richard Shepherd. And, you know, the message that Stephen is trying to get out there is, you know, if any of our young listeners or older listeners or anybody out there who listens to our podcast is feeling the pain, is feeling like they've nobody to talk to, there's always someone to talk to. Talk to family member, a loved one, a friend, talk to somebody that you might just think will listen, because a lot of the time out there we let our heads rule over us, and we make decisions that maybe we don't need to make. Maybe we think that there is no other option, but there is options. Do talk. There's a saying out there, you know, it's okay to be not okay. And for me, I think that that's it puts a bit of negativity on feeling not okay. I don't like that phrase, not okay. You know, we're supposed to experience all the emotions: anger, fear, sadness, happiness, anxiety, love, disgust, boredom, guilt, embarrassment, annoyance, loneliness, jealousy, frustration, envy, worry, panic, disappointment, irritation, you know, shame. All of those emotions, we're supposed to feel them because they're a natural part of our makeup, and it's okay to feel any of those emotions. If you don't feel the negative emotions, you don't feel the positive emotions properly. So I just think that it's really, really imperative that if you are feeling any of those, we'll say, negative emotions or emotions that you think are bad emotions. They're not. They're natural. And talk to somebody about it, because we all feel the same. Nobody is happy all the time. Social media has an awful lot to do with this. Nobody lives that happy social media life that we see in the pictures on Instagram and on Facebook. That's a moment. That's a snapshot in time. But most of the time, we're not feeling like that. And, you know, we need to hone in on that and remember that everything is not happy. Everything is not good. We look at other people's lives and we think their lives are perfect. They're not. Nobody's life is perfect. But we're all just trying to do our bit to get on and to live and you know, be content. So I want to echo exactly what Stephen Shepherd said there. If anybody is feeling down, get in contact with someone. Just talk to anybody, because, you know, a problem shared really is a problem halved. And you don't, maybe you make a problem bigger than it is in your head. And, you know, when you talk to someone, you realize, well, God, everybody is going through stuff. And yeah, we just want to say well done to Stephen Shepherd for, you know, being brave enough after such a tragic week for him and his family to be able to say those words and to be, you know, cognizant of the fact that he wanted to get that out there for people to know that we just want you to talk. So well done, Stephen.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Auto mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne & Sons, your authorised auto mower dealer, on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne & Sons. If you need any more information on the Automower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
Okay, so time now to run through the hurling results from the weekend. We're going to start in the intermediate hurling championship. I don't have the junior or junior two, but we'll run through the intermediate and the senior. Navan O'Matney's 110, Boards Mill 12 points, a 1 point win there for Navan O'Matney's. Kilskeer Moylett 3 goals in 12, Wolf Tones 2-14, a 1 point win for Kilskeer Moylett in that one. Drumree 2-18, Gael Colum Kill 2-9, a 9 point win for Drumree in their game. And Rathmullyn 21 points, Kildare 1-14, a 4 point win for Rathmullyn. And Dunmore Ashburn 2-18, Trim 1-8. So we're going to have a look at the quarterfinals from the intermediate hurling. It's going to be Kilskeer Moylett against Drumree, Rathmullyn against Dunmore Ashburn, and O'Matney's and Kildare advanced to the semi-finals and await the winners of both of those quarterfinals. So on to the senior hurling championship, and again, we will have the quarterfinals in just a moment. But the senior hurling championship results: Kildare 22, Kiltale 8 points, Trim 3-23, Rathoath 2-19, Killian 3-16, Nafina 16 points. In the quarterfinals for the senior championship are as follows: Kiltale will take on Kilmessan, and Rathoath will take on Blackhall Gales. So, yeah, it's all hotting up nicely there in the hurling championship. So, best of luck to all the teams involved. Don't have the relegation from the seniors just there to hand at the moment either. So, it's very tough to not have my small ball expert with me, but he's working on his expertise abroad at the moment. And I won't mention anything about small balls or anything like that, because that wouldn't be right for Davy Ruskin to mention, for me to mention that kind of thing with Davy Ruskin in mind. We'll move on now anyway. And I want to announce our Kiko Sports Team of the Week for round 3 and 4 of the club championship. We announced this last week on our Loyal Royals podcast, and another fantastic week of club championship. In goals was Dominic York from Meath Hill. He scored 1-1 in their victory over Bective. Adam Lynch from St. Columb Kills got in at number two. Jack McGowan from Trim was in at number three, and Michael Flood from St. Bridget's was in number four. Number five was Mikey Rennicks from Corton. He kept young Sam Victory scoreless in their victory over St. Mary's. Dan O'Neill from Wolf Tones, who was excellent throughout against Ballinabrachy, he comes in at number six. And Niall Murphy from Corraha, who had an exceptional game for them in their loss to Dunshaughlin, and subsequently they went out of the championship and went into relegation. But he was excellent on the night. In fact, not a Corraha. What Corraha did was really good on the night. Just Dunshaughlin with a barnstorming finish to win that one and propel themselves through as table toppers in their group in the senior championship. Our midfield pairing was Conor Harford from St. Vincent's and Gary Breslin from Meath Hill. Half forward line was Rian Stafford from Kilmainham Wood. He kicked 1-7. Killian O'Sullivan from Unalby kicked 2-2, and he's in at 11. And Dara O'Reilly from Carnar Ross is in at number 12 with 7 points. Josh Harford had 1-6 for Kilbride. Ian Mooney from Slane scored 4-1 in their win over Boards Mill, and Nicky Potterton from Beliver is in at 15 with 2 goals and 3. Our Blackwater in top scorer of the week, of course, was Aina Mooney from Slane. Unfortunately, he wasn't available. He had to head off. I don't know, I think it could have been for work. And he's gone for the next few days. So we weren't able to get an interview with him, but his award was collected by his teammate, Evan Murray, over in the Blackwater Inn in Kells, and we do have that picture up on social media as well. And of course, the Blackwater Inn player of the week for round 3 and 4 was Dan O'Neill from Wolf Tones. And Davey Riss, we caught up with him and George in the Blackwater Inn, and we'll go to that interview just now.
We're delighted to be in the Blackwater Inn, and we're delighted to be joined by the Blackwater Inn player of the week, Mr. Dan O'Neill from the Wolf Tones. Dan, many congratulations. Obviously a nice double for you, winning and getting through against Ballinabrachy, and nice to cap it off with a player of the week accolade. It is your first, after all. You've been in a few teams of the week, but this is your first award outright.
Yeah, no, Jesus, brilliant. Thank you very much. I think a bit surprised, but it was a good victory. You know, it was a tight enough game, especially in the second half. We didn't feel like we'd put on the best performance, but main thing is we kind of got through it and got the win and into a quarter final now against the local rivals. So
we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Just back to the Ballinabrachy game, and Ballinabrachy's goal from Mark Coffey probably sprung you into life, because at the time you were playing with the breeze and let them back in, but after that I think you got 2-2 or 2-3 before half time, and that really put you in a strong position going into half time, 6 points up.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock. I think we started the game well, and they kind of got the goal a bit. You know, I think there was a bit of a struggle for possession along the ground, and it just seemed to come out, and they got that goal. And I suppose from then on, we kind of needed to kick on. So kind of, you know, a few lads started making a couple of runs up the pitch, and we started to get some kind of moves together, a bit more confidence on the ball. It's just really a wake up call at that stage, and then I think we kind of just made sure to attack them after that. And you know, so maybe Ballinabrachy, after scoring a goal, just thought maybe sit back and conserve, and we managed to kind of hit them with 2 goals and a bit in a couple of minutes, and that kind of set the tone for the game and put us in a really good position.
George, we'll bring you in, the sponsor. Dan was a little bit surprised at getting awarded the player of the week. I don't think you were in agreement with us that he was probably the exceptional player on show on Sunday evening, and a really outstanding performance when it really mattered for Wolf Tones.
Yeah, without a doubt, I wasn't surprised at all. Dan has probably been very modest there, yeah, which is a good trait as well. But definitely, I went to 3 games a weekend, and he was definitely the outstanding performer in that game and in all 3 games. Now, obviously, I don't envy your job. You have to go to some games and you have to get information and all the rest of them. I actually don't know how you do it, and collate it and put it all together and find out who was the best player of the week. But based on what I saw, he was exceptional. I think it was very easy for me anyway. If I was picking a man of the match, it was a very easy choice in that particular game. So yeah, I'd say there'd be no arguments there anyway. He was very, very good on the day.
would have been awkward if he didn't back me up, Dan. But listen, I suppose obviously it's been a weird year. You were in with Meath the start of the year and then dropped away, but it hasn't affected you in any way, shape or form. If anything, it's probably made you stronger based on what we've seen so far from you in the championship so far. Talk to us about that and the dynamic. Obviously a little bit disappointing at a stage, but clearly you're spurred on by that.
Yeah, like it was disappointing after being on it previously. I thought this year would have been a good chance to kind of give it everything and kind of go in and try and, you know, get myself into the starting team there. And I suppose I did get an opportunity or two throughout the league, but it just didn't end up working out. So, you know, Adam's still on it, obviously, and he went on and won a Tailteann Cup. So obviously delighted for all the lads there and the success they had. It just didn't work out for me. So yeah, no, that's it. So yeah, but since then we kind of moved on. The Gaelic competition was brilliant. Kind of that's something the club as a whole look forward to every single year. And we went down there and just got back with all the lads. We played a bit of league football before that and got down there for the weekend, and that was a brilliant weekend. It is every year. It's really competitive football against some top teams, and it's tough on the body, you know, three games in 3 days. But that's something that you can you gain confidence from, knowing that, you know, on the day you can beat them sort of teams, and kind of we have that in the back of our mind that we can beat the best of the best, you know, when it all comes together. So just have that inner belief is very important, and we brought that kind of into championship. Obviously very disappointed against Summerhill the second day. We thought we could really, you know, go at them and rattle them, but just kind of things didn't work out for the day. Like, for example, even last weekend against Ballinabracky, he made a couple of runs and it just worked out, where Summerhill I tried the same type of runs and I kind of spilled the ball a couple of times. So it's just that sort of thing just depends on the day.
Just going back to it, and not to labour the point, but Paddy Martin actually said it as well after the game. Like, he feels that you have unfinished business with me, that you're still good enough to go in and have another crack at it. Is that something that you're open to? I know you've been in there twice, but you're still relatively young, so it's not as if you're kind of a fella in your 30s or anything like that. So if the door was open, would you like to go back in and give it another crack, maybe if it was on?
Yeah, like, I suppose, like, any footballer, I suppose, wants to play at the, you know, top level. And that's the same as me. I want to play at the top level, especially when my club and get to the top level there. But I suppose with Mead, you know, I put in kind of 6 months of hard graft last year, and it's probably a bit disappointing just getting dropped off at that late stage. So, yeah, I don't think so, to be honest, unless something drastic changes or I can see a scenario where I'd get more of an opportunity. But I think for now, my just focus is just purely on the club and trying to go as far as possible with them.
Yeah. George, do you have any opinion on that? Because he's obviously playing exceptionally well at the moment and clearly benefiting from the 5 or 6 months that he did have with Meath in terms of his physical condition and everything else. It's an interesting one.
It is, actually, and I suppose, in fairness, I can see where he's coming from. Playing inter-county, I can only imagine, but let's say, from talking to the lads in here, you know, that have been there and done it, and even from talking to or from looking at our own club, man,
yeah,
it's a major, major commitment. You know, like, club football is going to be a major commitment, but playing inter-county is a major commitment. So if Dan says, like, I've given it all and it didn't work out, well, look, at you got to respect that, and it's very understandable because it's a huge, huge commitment.
Mm.
You know, so, but I'd be saying, keep the head down, keep at it, you never know, because things can change in life in a heartbeat very quick.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. Simon's then the next day. You described it as a friendly rivalry. I'm not so sure we'll see much friendliness next weekend when you go toe-to-toe, but it's one that really whets the appetite. It is the draw, the round. You were doing a bit with the Simon St. Ladies earlier in the year. I'd imagine that'll be put firmly on hold for the next couple of weeks, but it'll be a really interesting one from a neutral standpoint as well. I know you're fully focused on the job at hand and everything, but it is a game that stands out.
Yeah, like, Simonson, over the years, we've met them a couple of times, has always been very competitive. Like, they've bet us in the Fesh Cup. The year we won Keegan in 2021, they bet us in the Fesh Cup final that year, quite convincingly. So, but even since then, like, the style of football, they've obviously a new manager in Gordon Ward, who we'd be familiar with from when he was managing us. But even the way they're playing now is completely different to the last time we played them. So they're going to be, they obviously topped their group. Obviously playing some good football, defensive football, but obviously it's working very well, and they're you know, grinding our results as well. Like they got over kind of, was it Dunboyne with a last minute goal, kind of, so showing some really good characteristics that we'd pride ourselves on. So it's going to be an extremely difficult game. It's next Saturday in Park Tolchin, so that's where kind of you want to be, or we both want to be. But yeah, it's just going out again, and it'll be very close on the day, so we'll just try and perform again and do Arbit right, and we'll see what happens. But I can see why it is an interesting game for spectators. All right,
Dan, thanks a million, and we wish well next weekend.
Thanks very much.
Yes, yeah, so that was Dan O'Neill, and that was George and Davey over in the Blackwater Inn in Kells. George presented Dan with his All for One gift voucher, or One for All gift voucher in the Blackwater Inn. Again, our thanks to all of our sponsors for all the help that they give us. I have no Instagram or and Blottos this week, as I said already, so we're nearly at the end of the podcast, but I just wanted to remind our listeners of the sentiment earlier on from Stephen Shepherd. Remember, talk to someone, ring someone, call someone, meet someone for a coffee, have a chat. It's never as bad as it may seem to you. And again, that's something we just need to get out there, especially to all the young people around this county, that we want them to know that you can talk to anybody and do so if you're feeling the pain at all. But look, that's it from this episode of your We Are Me podcast. Remember, we are me. Why matters more.